Good evening, everyone. We can just start with a small prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for gathering us all. For gathering us all in your merciful love here in your presence. We pray that this evening might be a time of reigniting the flame of faith in our hearts so that we may truly embrace this opportunity of this new semester to love you and serve you in a more profound way. We pray that through your grace, this faith and this fire might never grow dormant, but might ignite everything that we do and everything that we speak and all of our relationships, so that everyone around us in the whole world might come to know you through us. We ask all of this through the intercession of Our Lady. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So as both Kim and Oscar were telling you a little bit, I was asked to speak a little bit about how to maintain our faith through breaks and coming back to school and getting back into the university and class schedule. And as I was praying about the talk, one of the verses that really started to stick out to me was from Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 12. To rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, and persevere in prayer. And so I really found those three elements really kind of essential for our growth in faith. And I really saw the time that we spend in campus ministry as a time to truly rejoice. And we see a lot of reason for hope when we're with other students who really know and desire to know our faith better. We see a lot more opportunities to grow. We can find friends to go to Mass with. We can find friends to go to adoration with. We have a lot more support. We have a lot of friends who are asking similar questions to the questions that we're asking. There's a lot more of this, that support. And I like to use the example of like a sugar high. So sometimes like all that support and like having all those friends around us, and we feel great when we're with our friends and kind of along that same path. But then sometimes when we get taken away from that, we crash, just like a sugar high. We consume so much sugar that we feel great, and then as soon as the caffeine or the sugar or whatever it might be runs out, we crash. And so it's kind of the same thing in the spiritual life. Things are going well, we feel good, we're learning a lot, we're with great relationships and really are truly seeking the Lord. And He's blessing us with many graces. And then all of a sudden something might change, whether it's a circumstance in life, whether it's going home for break, whether it's even just something small. It doesn't have to be something great. So, and that kind of brings us to that next point of enduring in affliction. And affliction tends to have kind of a doom and gloom sound to it, but it doesn't even have to be anything that severe. I think of a lot of it as just like those annoyances or frustrations or the things that we have problems with daily that we might really need to struggle through to get past. And in a particular way, I think, at least in my own experience, and I know of several others who, through their school and through the time in the semester, they've really grown in their relationship with the Lord, but within a certain structure. And so when they go home and are removed from that structure, they find things very difficult. They've experienced their faith with their friends in campus ministry very easy. They've kind of fallen into a rhythm, which is beautiful, which is good. The Lord allows that to help us grow. But He also allows us to go home and to take ourselves out of that structure so we can truly mature in our faith, so we can learn to take the training wheels off a little bit, so we can learn to be witnesses to others, maybe who haven't seen the sign of us before. So when we go home, or really to any place where we may have been before we really started to embrace our relationship with the Lord or whatever the case might be, He allows that those circumstances so that we can grow in our faith with the Lord in a different way.
So that when we do come back with our friends and our relationship here with everyone in campus ministry, there can be a renewed sense of gratitude for everything that He provides for us here, but also that extended vision of, okay, this is, my faith is something that goes beyond campus ministry. So when we go home, I'm speaking of home because I know we just came back from break, and apparently summer break is right around the corner. When you go home or spend time with our families, especially for those who have really come to know the Lord in a new way here through campus ministry and Wally University, it can be difficult, especially when you go home and spend some time with friends who knew you and you grew up with in one way, and now you come back, and a lot happens in a semester at college. A lot of change, you grow a lot, you develop a lot, you mature a lot, there's a lot that happens. And so when you go back, so much has changed. And so you don't really necessarily know how to fit in with your friends that you were so close with before. And so you start questioning yourself. Is this change really good?
And you start second-guessing yourself, and you start doubting yourself. But that's not... The Lord is allowing that situation, maybe some tension, not necessarily arguments or things like that, but noticing that you're not the same anymore as you once were. To allow you to realize that He is helping you grow. He is helping you move beyond something that was good, but now He's calling you to something better. So it's important to realize that all of those frictions or all of those uncomfortable things that might happen at home with your friends and things like that, even with your family members, is something that the Lord allows for us to truly mature and to grow in our faith. And in a particular way, it's important to persevere through that, to really maintain your prayer schedule, everything that the Lord has been speaking to you, remembering all the graces that He has bestowed upon you and reliving them and renewing them. And especially with your family, like especially if you've gone through, you know, grown in your faith during the semester, other times it's hard if your family hasn't seen that process. You come back and they see you go to daily mass. Why do you spend so much time in church? Whatever. There's a lot of, sometimes that can cause a lot of friction in families. But it's beautiful because we don't have to say anything. Because a lot of times when you try to explain something, it doesn't come across well. They don't necessarily seem to get it. Just like in the scripture, in the Gospel of Mark, tells us about Jesus going home to Nazareth. And they reject Him. And so not prophets aren't necessarily received in their own home. But more than preaching, we can live by our example. And I think that's one of the most important things that we can remember when we go home or when we encounter any new situation that is difficult. Especially the Gospel of the Visitation comes to mind. When Our Lady, just after the Annunciation, she receives the news that she's bearing the Son of God in her womb. She goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And before she even says anything, Elizabeth rejoices at her presence because Elizabeth knows that she bears God within her. And so even in that, her presence allows Elizabeth to rejoice in God. So even our presence, once we've had an encounter with the Lord, once we've had an opportunity to really grow in our faith and to deepen our understanding, we can really, even our presence, if we truly allow the grace and the love of the Lord to shine through us the way He desires to, even our presence can be that for others. And so I think it's important to really to kind of keep that in mind. And through it all, to keep persevering in prayer. And that kind of brings us to the third part of that scripture verse from Romans 12. That through it all, whether it's here in campus ministry, where it might be a little bit easier to find some time to pray because you've got other people encouraging us, other people asking us if you want to go to adoration, if you want to go to mass, you have someone to kind of walk with you, whether it's here, whether it's at home, where things might be a little bit more difficult, it would be a great blessing if
you have friends back home that do the same thing, that would love to go to adoration or to daily mass or pray a rosary or whatever, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it's a great blessing when that does happen, but it's not always the case. But it's important to really maintain that spirit of prayer.
And no matter what we do and how the external circumstances,
and in particular when things are more difficult, the Lord really comes to our aid and really is providing that situation for us to grow and for us to mature and for us to go beyond and really receive true food for our souls, not necessarily just the candy that might give us a sugar high, but it won't nourish our souls like those moments that he's asking us to move and to go beyond and to extend beyond. And so one of the things that I know I have found very helpful, and even in I've spoken to other people that have found it very helpful too, is to just keep a schedule. When you go home, I know that's kind of the big thing. In college, you're always on schedule. You have this to do, and this, and then this. And so when you go home, you're free. No more schedule. But a lot of times, that causes problems. We maybe may not go to Mass, might not make time for prayer. And so all this growth that the Lord desired to do through our time at home and to continue through our time at home might be put a little bit to the side. Might not be totally ignored, because the Lord has already worked in us, and we desire that relationship with the Lord. But it might not take a priority that it necessarily needs to take. So we go home kind of already thinking, maybe not a detailed schedule, okay, 8 o'clock I'm going to get up, and 8:30 I'm going to do this, but just kind of, okay, I'm going to go to Mass every day while I'm home. Okay, you're going to go to Mass every day. Just make sure that you make that commitment to the Lord so that he can really help you and guide you and really bring to completion all that he started in your heart during this time in campus ministry and all the time that he truly desires. And I think that it's a beautiful time to be hearing this at the beginning of the semester, so you can really embrace all that he desires to do in this new semester, in this new time, all that he desires to do in your heart, in preparing you for all that he desires beyond. This is a beautiful time of preparation for all that he desires to do beyond the walls of campus ministry, beyond on campus. Become evangelizers of campus when you go home, but keep that schedule, keep the Lord at the heart and the center of your life so you don't. So he continues to work in you. And it's that promise that he gives, that he'll continue to be with us until the end of time, and continue to really to work in us and bring us, he is faithful, and he brings all that he started to completion. And so really allow that to take place. Allow that, give him space to work in your heart this semester, so that when you go beyond, he can truly do all that he desires in you and through you.